The president's speech is billed as an official visit, not a campaign stop. But George W. Bush's handling of the economy is expected to be a key issue in this year's presidential contest. The administration's Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development, David Sampson, told the Appleton Post-Crescent newspaper this weekend that the president's key message will be that the economy is getting stronger every day. But an Appleton woman who recently became unemployed would probably disagree. Jane Christensen was one of 384 people to lose their jobs at Rich Products, a bakery. Christensen spoke out at a Show Us the Jobs rally this weekend in Manitowoc.
We need to make this election an election of a generation. We need to show George Bush that we are not going to send him back to office for four more years, because four more years, we will not even have soup lines to stand in.
The AFL-CIO sponsored the bus tour, which is making the rounds of several states that are considered battlegrounds in the lead-up to November. The commerce official, David Sampson, said the president's speech will focus on getting the unemployed, like Christensen, back to work. George W. Bush will speak at the Appleton Performing Arts Center. The speech isn't open to the public. Representatives from the state Republican Party and the Fox Cities Area Chamber of Commerce were not available to comment for this report. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.